I love you, he's my treasure, I want to be.
Leave your book for the hills and drop
my own, my dear.
Gentlemen, be seated. Arthur, I heard you swear outrageously the other day.
Why, Mr. Stanley, that was the best I could do.
Where did you learn to swear so?
Well, Lord bless you, Mr. Stanley, you can't learn that. That's a gift. There's no use talking. Brevity and the soul of wit.
Well, Arthur, what is meant by brevity is the soul of wit?
Why, a little fat woman with a rainy day skirt on. It's the brevity what makes it funny.
Harry, what were you doing last night?
Oh, I went to a party last night and an old mate commenced to sing, I want to be an angel.
Well, what did you say?
Well, I said if there was anything I could do to help make her angel, I'd do it as quickly as possible.
Say, Mr. Stanley, I got a beautiful gal and I go to see her most every night.
Well, that's fine, Arthur. I love to see such devotion.
Yes, I went to see her father. He says, can you support my daughter? I says, I've held her onto my lap for over an hour and I ain't tired yet.
Her father is a very nice man. He is so intense. He puts his whole soul into everything.
Yes. He put both his souls into me. They had to dig them out before I went home.
Mr. Collins sings, I wish I was in heaven sitting down.
You can talk about the fairy land. You can tempt it with a big brass band, but there's a place above the clouds that the preachers talk about. I'm either hungry or getting fired. I'll be resting till I'm getting tired. And when I let myself quite forget myself and think of work, I shout. I wish that I could occupy some space above dim clouds.
I wish I was in heaven sitting down. Eternity, that's the place that listens good to me. I wish.